Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know how sometimes things populate in your queue on Facebook or whatever media you're using, and you go, oh, that's interesting, and then you realize it's a couple of years old, and sometimes stuff just sort of floats to the surface. For some reason, something gets hot again. And maybe not surprisingly, one thing that is populating some sites now is this interview that a guy did on CNN. His name is Jeremy Barrow. He has a company called The Blank Box. And what it is if, I think I got this right, and the story's a couple of years old, but the company still exists, and I think the product does too. We'll talk to him in just a second. But people were stealing stuff from his front door. He lives in Minnesota. He had one of those little cameras on, and lo and behold, people were not only stealing stuff all the time, but he had video of stuff stealing packages from his front door all the time. I don't know if he had a business that folks were delivering things to his front door, but anyway, he came up with a gadget that he said would, if not discourage those people, at least give him the last laugh. And he takes a box, cardboard box, and he puts a shotgun, I think it is, shell in there, but it's a blank. And then he rigs it up so that if you lift up the box, bam, the thing goes. People jump, and they run, and they fall down. And they leave the box there. Of course, it doesn't do him much good. It's just a blank box. It's a gag. But it also teaches those people a lesson. Mm-hmm. And I even think he put a label on there that said, you know, careful explosives or something. So it's like, I warned you. But people look at it and then they go, I think I'm going to steal this. And the videos from his camera, it's black, white, brown, tall, short, men, women, young, old. It's just like people walking by. Some of them walking by, some of them driving by, and they go, a package. I mean, it's amazing how many people are willing to steal packages they don't even know what's inside from people.
I know.
It's the most discouraging thing in the world. So he's got this gadget, which he sells online. And again, it doesn't, like, fix the fact that you don't have your boots from Amazon, but at least somebody else came by to steal maybe more boots from Amazon. It's not. It's this device he set up. Jeremy's on the phone. Hey, Jeremy, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you today?
John, hey, good morning. I'm doing great. And just for the record, actually, I'm based out of Washington State.
Ah, pardon me. Well, the story I saw was in Minnesota, but I guess, yeah, that was going on in the state of Washington, people stealing stuff from your front door.
Correct. Yeah, I think we're like in the top five with package theft.
How many items have been ripped off or were ripped off from your front step?
So 2 years ago, there was four, and I just had enough, and that's why I wanted to come up with a way to get payback and watch it happen instantly.
Does that product still exist, and did I describe it correctly?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it still exists. I saw quite a few of them. The note I had on top of it actually didn't say anything about explosives. It just said, do not touch or move anything on my porch. Thank you. And that was just to cover it from normal delivery people moving it on accident inadvertently.
Oh, yeah, right. Maybe a legitimate person is there, and then they get the blame.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that's revenge, but that might keep that person from coming back to your door, but it doesn't fix the fact that somebody else did previously steal from you, right? I mean, like, what's the purpose then of this gadget you've come up with?
It's just a way to prank a porch pirate, and I wanted some justice, because I have surveillance, and that's all well and good. You watch someone steal from you, but it didn't solve the problem of me feeling like I got payback. And after watching people run off with stuff that I work hard for, one of them actually was something that I waited 2 months because of a back order part to fix my vehicle, and after that it was just kind of like I had enough, and I need to find out a way to safely send a message. And blanks are harmless. Yeah, they're extremely loud, and when you're sneaking up on someone's front porch, that's kind of the last thing you expect, is to hear a blank shotgun shell go off. And it's harmless. Yeah, they fall, but hopefully it teaches them a lesson and makes them think twice.
I don't know if this will do it justice. When you were on CNN, I was able to get the audio because you did a live demonstration for Smirkanish. But let me just play the sound of the blank shell going off. Go ahead, Elif. Can you play it again? Play it one more time, Ella, because it's not a boom. It's more a whoosh. But that's evidently loud enough that people just jump and run. They go, holy cow.
Yeah, like I said, it's the last thing you're expecting. You're trying to be sneaky and quiet and quick. And then when you hear that go off, it's actually about 135 decibels. So it's not as loud as a real shotgun shell, but it's definitely loud enough to get the message across.
So but there's a blank shell with some powder in there? Is that an actual explosion I'm hearing?
So it's a primer. So there's no gunpowder. It's just a primer that it's hitting. And it's encompassed in a frame and the cardboard. So there's no way you can get hurt.
And it looks just like, I mean, it's a cardboard box, and I guess I could put whatever label on there I want to make it look authentic, but it's sitting on the front porch. A guy comes by, some porch pirate, and goes, I'll go steal that. And they just wander up. I mean, I've watched the video several times, and they go, I'll steal this one too. Bam! And then I'm surprised. In fact, some of our listeners are texting in Jeremy Barrow, who's product is called, is it the Black, B-L-A-N-K, blank box?
Yeah, it's just a play on words, so the blank box, yeah.
Right, because there's a blank shell in there, the blank box, as opposed to black box.
Empty.
Yeah, and it's empty. But people are saying, okay, but if that person falls and injures themselves because they jump, are you liable? Have you been sued for injuries from the porch pirates?
No, so that's a good point. I put up no trespassing signs, so if you're on my property, then you accept any kind of liability that's coming towards you. I also have it signed that says do not touch or move anything on my front porch. Lastly, if you're coming on my property to commit a crime, you also have to go to the police and say, yes, I was trying to steal from this guy. So
yeah.
I'm pretty covered. I also put a fence up. I have surveillance that shows exactly what went down. So I have no, I have no issues. If someone's trying to steal from me, then they get what they deserve.
You know, I as I was sharing with my colleague here, Dave Bennett, this is all interesting and fun, or I don't know what it is, but the discouraging thing to me is just what an equal opportunity thiever people are. I mean, there are people who look like they're not down and out on their luck. They drive up in a car. They have a nice purse. She has nice boots and shoes on, and she just strolls up and steals packages. And then some people maybe look a little more destitute. There's no excuse for it. It's just amazing the range of people that are willing to rip people off for convenience's sake, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think people have a stereotype of what they picture a porch pirate is like. And, I mean, my video, I set up a YouTube channel just to capture all these because there's no real punishment on the criminal end of it. So I wanted to publicly shame them. And you're right. There's black, white, Asian, brown, people that look like they have money and people that are broke.
Yeah.
It's just a huge crime of opportunity. I think they make it a full-time job knowing that they're not going to get criminally prosecuted, and they just drive around looking for an easy opportunity. It could be a roll of toilet paper, or it could be an iPhone. So it's worth it for them to take the risk.
Producer Elif was just whispering in my ear, those videos, are those real? Because some of them, they look too perfect. Is that real?
Every single one of them. Yeah, I live in Tacoma, Washington, and it's not the best neighborhood, but I'm not moving anywhere. And, I just set it out there. And those videos are over about a year and a half, but every single one of them are 100% legit.
Hmm. Dave, are you in the market for one of these things now? Shall I get you one for Christmas?
I have not been a victim of porch piracy so far,
yeah.
So thankfully.
There have been times we thought we were, then the product arrived late. Sometimes you're not sure. And again, go ahead, Jeremy.
I was going to say, they also make a good Christmas gift if someone's on the naughty list. I wrapped one up as a Christmas present before and paid a little prank.
No. But again, so this is punitive, but I don't know that it's preventative. Your iPhone gets stolen. This thing they try and steal, then it goes bam, and maybe that person doesn't come back to your front porch, but the next person may when the next iPhone arrives. So I see the charm in this thing, but I'm not sure about its efficacy. You know what I mean, Jeremy?
Yeah, it is a niche. I'm not going to solve all your issues. My main thing is I just wanted a way to feel like I've got back at somebody some justice. And it did prevent one package up that lady you're talking about in the nice boots. I had a legit package delivered, and he left it kind of right next to the blank box. So when she picked it up and it went off, she threw the other package back
right.
And then ran off. So, yeah, I need to figure out a way to make it to where it's like semi-auto and reloads itself.
It's 9:30. Jeremy Barrow's blank box is a product you can order. What's that run, about $54, did I see, something like that?
Yeah, right. So you can just buy just the triggering device, and that's 40. And I've hooked that up to bikes and other random stuff, gates, and then anywhere from 40 to 90. And I also got some cool shirts. You know, guys and girls, don't touch my box and don't touch my package. So a little bit of everything for everyone.
There you go. A don't touch my package T-shirt for the kids. All right, I got to go. The website is the blank box, right?
Yes, sir.
.org or .com?
.com.
Nice to talk to you, Jeremy. Good luck. Happy holidays.
You too.
His name is Jeremy. You betcha. His name is Jeremy Barrow, the blank box.